Football Heaven on BBC Radio Sheffield. We're going to grab a word here with the Sheffield Wednesday goalkeeper, Chris Kirkland, once of Wigan as well, of course. Good to see you, Chris. Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
What's brought you here? Obviously, a former club of yours. Live close by still? Or?
Yeah, still live over this way. So I obviously know quite a few of the Wigan lads, so I thought I'd come down and get out of the house for a couple of hours.
And you know, certainly one player in the Doncaster lineup, David Cottrell, you played in the same team as him here, didn't you?
Yeah, Cotts was here, yeah, he's a good lad, lively lad. So I think he's done well, did well last year, and as I say, it'll be a big step up for him, but he's got more ability, so I'm sure he'll be fine.
How do you reflect on your time at Wigan?
I loved it, as I say. Well, the first 4 years I did, the last 2 years were difficult. I wasn't really in the manager's plans, so but the first 4 years were fantastic under Paul Jewell and Steve Bruce, but as I say, that's just the way football is, and I've moved on and I really enjoy it. Well, I really enjoy it. I love it where I am now at Sheffield. It's a great club and they've been wonderful with me. So.
Wigan, though, what a journey they've been on over the years. When you think about where they were and where they got to, incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, we came close to going down a few times, but always managed to stay up. And as I say, for not being a big football community, obviously the rugby's a big part of Wigan as well, but hopefully they can, they can bounce straight back up again. But it's going to be tough. As I say, the Championship's a
unforgiving league, isn't it?
It's a tough league. So you can win 6 or 7, or you can lose 6 or 7 on the spin. So
tough when you come down as well, where there's so much expectation. You look at the squads tonight.
Yeah.
There's a massive difference.
Yeah.
But that brings with it its own pressures, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I mean, obviously they've been tipped as one of the favourites to go back up. But I mean, I think Owen Cole's spent really well. He's got some really good players in, and obviously a lot of British players now, which is great and which will certainly help him in this league.
So a bit of a scouting mission as well. Can you pass on
some advice
to your gaffer tonight?
No, I won't be doing anything like that, no.
Now, Sheffield Wednesday, you mentioned, seen a couple of your games already. You must be pleased with the form that you're in individually, because you pulled off some cracking saves this
season. Well, as I say, from the moment, everyone was saying it was a gamble, but I knew, obviously, how strong. It was actually when I left Doncaster. I come to Doncaster and had a back spasm, and sort of after that, I decided I had to give it a real good go, and I worked with a lady, and I took myself away from football for a while to strengthen my back up, and I've never looked back. I've not missed a day's training in, well over a year, and I've not missed any games, so it was a decision that, coming to Doncaster was a thing that really saved me, really, in a strange way. So, but the club have been great. I mean, the gaffer's brilliant, and Andy Rhodes, I've got to give a big mention to him as well, my goalie coach. We've got a great routine that we stick to now, and as I say, as long as I can perform on the pitch, and which I have to do, also I won't be in the team. It's as simple as that.
I forgot you were at Doncaster. See,
yeah,
that's how quickly you forget, isn't it?
Well, as I said, it was when I left here that I had to sort of get hold of myself. Yeah. My back kept playing up.
And you're in a good place now, though, clearly.
I feel fine. As I say, I've not had no problems. I've not missed any training. Well over a year, no games, so hopefully it'll continue. But say it's been hard work, and I still do the work now, which I need to do, and I always will do.
It's a tough start for you this season, but was the Leeds game almost a line in the sand?
Well,
to build from?
Yeah, well, I said we'd have took a point before the game. Circumstances on the day were disappointing. We didn't come away with all three. But as I say, this league's, it's so hard. Anyone can beat anyone. I mean, I wouldn't have said Bournemouth would have beat Wigan on Saturday, but, that's just this league, and it's a great league to be involved in. And now we've got a big game on Saturday now against Millwall. So.
And you've got some key players coming back as well, which is what the manager needs, isn't it?
Yeah, we've missed our left-back, Reader Johnson and Lewis Buxton, who was our player of the year last year. We missed them at the start of the season. Obviously, he's brought Camille Zayat in, and he looks a very good boy. And with Anthony Garner, who's rock solid for me all the time. So the defence is hopefully looking pretty good, and the lads have got the pace in that in midfield and up front. Then hopefully we can cause teams problems.
Do you think it's just a matter of time before those forward players start to click?
I hope so. Hope so. Obviously, losing JJ for 3 games wasn't great. But we'll forgive him. As I say, he's got one more game and then he's back for the Middlesbrough game. So, but with the pace we've got, if you've got pace, you've got half a chance.
What's the aim this year?
Well, there's no aims. There's no aims. We just want to obviously get to that 50-point barrier. Well, hopefully it won't be as much as that, but last year was it 52, 53 points. So if we can get around 50 points pretty quickly, then you don't know what can happen in this league. I mean, we played Palace last year when they were bottom of the league, and they've gone on and they got promoted. So, I mean, Reading were bottom of the league 2 years ago and ended up winning the Championship. So you just don't know, but we'll do our best we can. And as I say, with the fans we've got, the fantastic support, hopefully we can give them a good season.